Any large body with at least three smaller bodies rotating around it is called by the Plejurans, a sun. Such a central sun normally has a special name for all human forms of life. For example, Earth ATM's central sun is named Sol, with names for the other smaller suns, such as Jupiter, Saturn, and others. But Sol means that it refers to a central sun, which has several smaller sun systems rotating around it. All of the larger suns and other sub-suns are called sun systems because they have at least three smaller bodies rotating around them. The central sun for this sun system is a great shining, radiating, and mothering star. But, Jupiter and Saturn are also suns. On Earth, they are referred to as planetary systems, and a sun system has a central star, or Sol, with different planets revolving around it. The moons of the planets do not play any part in it. It is not important that earthly astronomers and other scientists become excited by these differences. They do not understand the logic or conceived the sense of a higher language. They are unable to recognize the truth and cannot find it from this given information. They are unreasonable and balk and criticize all new matters because they want to be known as being better informed. Regarding the comet known as the Destroyer, it is considered to be a part of this sun system because its orbit is not able to reach other stars outside of this system. This is because other stars are too far away to affect its orbit. Asteroid belt, once a planet. Asteroid belt, once a planet. Earthly humans should accommodate themselves to the fact that their forefathers once brought the Earth and all of mankind nearly to the brink of ruin and had to evacuate the Earth in wild flight. It should serve as a warning of how power, hungry and barbaric people can be harbingers of death and destruction. There was also a second race that experienced this madness in our solar system. In their limitless hate and incredible thirst for power, they destroyed themselves and their planet in a vast explosion. Nothing remained except for thousands of asteroids that still today circle the sun. They are memorial stones of the deadly unreasonable actions of human creatures. They are the only remnants of a planet known as Melona that was once a marvelous and flourishing world. Their inhabitants destroyed it and themselves in a barbarous thirst for power. Van Allen belt electrons and protons. The stratums around the Earth reach great heights. There is a stratum, which is being menaced, known as the AO Van Allen belter. This belt consists of electrons and protons that are caught in the Earth ATM's magnetic field. It has a very important function for the existence of life on Earth. There is damage to the ionosphere and the Van Allen belt that is being caused by atomic tests. The belt exists at an average height of 1,000 kilometers. The charged particles are in constant movement on spiral courses from pole to pole. The insides of the spiral patterns are decisively greater and of important meaning. Black hole. Deep in unexplored space, in a sun system near the Milky Way galaxy, a lone star floated far away from its normal course. It was a dark star and devoid of any life. It was very dangerous with its incalculable course that resulted from a huge eruption on its native sun that either caused damage to its encircling satellites or shot them out like dangerous missiles out into space. The sun itself then collapsed and tore a hole into the universe. Its matter was pressed by vast forces into another and became compressed into a small mass. The sun shriveled together, from a normal size of 11 million kilometers, down to only 4.2 kilometers. Its mass became so compressed that a single cubic centimeter weighed several thousand tons. Since then, it floats as a dark gaping excavation in the cosmos. Everything from millions of kilometers around it is sucked into it. The dark star was seized by a neighboring solar system and encircled it in an incalculable course. It encircled the huge sun for many millenniums until it broke away in a catastrophe. But, it was still far away from other worlds with life and traveled through space as a wandering planet, still dark, dangerous, and deadly. Imperceptibly, its course became more and more narrowed and continuously increased its velocity. Then, it suddenly and unexpectedly fell into a narrow orbit around the sun and its planets. Like a gigantic monster, it rose from the black of space and unleashed its deadly destruction. See section 10.2.8, Centauri, Beta. In the Burnand system, only the Beta Centauri system can be seen from Earth. Beyond that, there is Alpha Centauri and then Proxima Centauri. SamJace has friends in all three systems from planets that rotate around these suns. Two of her dear friends are Athar and Kun from Proxima Centauri. They often come to Earth and make contact with a few people here. Their last important contact was with a man from Germany more than 50 years ago. He received permission to portray them in great detail. SamJace was surprised to discover that they were again painted psychically in the beginning of 1976. 10.2.5 Central Sun, Central Sun, see section 7 February 2011, 9.186, 205, rotation around galactic Central Sun 51.95, 97. This solar system revolves around the galactic Central Sun every 25,860 years. Milky Way Galaxy Central Sun 69.98, 103. The center of the Milky Way Galaxy at the galactic Central Sun is 53,000 light-years from Earth. The Central Sun consists of wild gaseous atoms in an unordered form inside a galactic storm. They constantly split one another, create new atomic compounds, and separate themselves in a spiral form from the center to the outer regions of the star in gigantic masses. They rotate around themselves with immense blaze and split themselves even further. They form themselves separately towards huge sphere-like formations that develop themselves into an accumulation of suns that rise in heaps. However, not every accumulation of this sort develops into real stars because many of them are too small in mass. These then become, in the run of billions of years, into very compact stars or planets, which will generate and support life. This is how Jupiter and Saturn were developed in this solar system. 10.2.6 Comets. Comets, some hurled through space 4.43, 49. Hyperspace is allowed to be broken open only very far in remote space because planets could be torn into it. Upon leaving hyperspace, these planets would then be hurled like missiles that could cause great damage and destruction. Some comets have been originated in this way, but very few. Most comets have been led toward their dangerous ways by natural events. The comets that have been created by recklessness exist throughout the whole universe. Such recklessness usually occurs when highly developed races perform their first hyperspace exercises too close to planets. It can only be initiated safely at a distance of at least 153 million kilometers from planets. Comets, wandering planets and stars. This solar system has had many comets, planetoids, and traveling stars pass through it. Comets appear as different forms. They were once traveling planets or stars that were drawn by huge attracting forces of other stars and planets into orbits with them. Because of their courses and high velocity, they usually pass by and retire again. But, because of their close approach to a planet or star, their surfaces become liquefied and loose stuff. This often causes a very long tail to appear behind it. With the energies of nearby suns, the particles that are pushed away then become visible as a shining tail. However, even empty space is not empty and it becomes animated when numerous particles and other things continuously rub against traveling planets, stars, and comets with illuminated tails. There are also fog, like comet bodies. Normally, comets encircle solar systems with far courses. These system comets usually develop near the Sun with impressively long tails that can be many millions of kilometers long. Gigantic comets are very rare. Most comets are not visible to the naked eye. Only very large comets that come near are seen from the Earth. Average comets are often not anything more than small globular clouds of low light intensity, without tails. Fog, like comets, are the most numerous, with three main characteristics of a foggy corona: a core, and a tail. The forms of the corona can be very different and appear as elliptical, round, or twisted in any direction. The corona becomes lighter towards the insides and more compact in the central concentration. The core forms a strong illuminated area that embodies the essential comet, which can be between a few hundred meters in size to many thousands of kilometers. The whole diameter of the comet head, with the corona, often measures up to many hundred thousands or even millions of kilometers. Influenced by the type of comet, the tail consists of gas or dust particles or gas and dust particles together. Pure gaseous tails are kept together in much more narrow dimensions than dust tails, which only appear with larger comets and are very light, while the gaseous tails are of low light intensity and very slim. The system-bound comets have very long and slim courses, which reach very far, in cosmic space. These courses can run so far that they run through systems, causing the way to be even longer. Because of this, these comets often need many decades before they return to their home system. But, comets that wander through several systems have revolution periods of many hundreds or even thousands of years. Like all planets, the course of comets is dependent upon the laws of gravitation, and very rarely, do they alter their course. Destroy a planet. The Great Flood, 10,079 years ago, was the result of a gigantic comet that has caused great damage as it traveled through the universe since very ancient times. It is known as the AO Destroyer and has already traveled through the universe for millions of years. Its orbit lasts 575 and a half years and will come very dangerously close to the Earth in the year 2255 of earthly chronology unless its course is changed by cosmic circumstances or it is destroyed. The previous close passage of the comet took place 295 years ago in the year 1680, 10,079 years ago. This giant comet, which originated by a natural cosmic catastrophe, came very near to Earth and nearly destroyed it. Only the knowledge and abilities of earthly forefathers, who had settled on Earth and created descendants here, prevented an evil ending to it. In the following millenniums, the giant comet has always been a great menace to Earth, and it will remain one until it is finally destroyed. The last great catastrophe that was affected by this comet occurred about 3,453 years ago. A very seldom event happened that caused the transplantation of the comet. As a result of the huge power of this comet, a planet in a very far solar system with life that was beginning to develop was thrown from its course and pushed into a parallel path with the destructive giant comet. For more than 130 years, this planet went behind the giant and slowly caused it to deviate from its course. Then, 3,453 years ago, the destroyer penetrated this solar system and rearranged the courses of its planets. As it drew close the Earth, its vast tail caused it to shake heavily. There were also extensive storms and volcanic eruptions. Humans and animals died in large numbers, mountains were shifted, and the depths of the oceans were changed. In the Mediterranean Sea, the walls of lava from the Santorini volcano tore deep grooves and large amounts of water were penetrated. This evoked a huge catastrophe because the volcano exploded and destroyed the island. The explosion generated a huge tsunami, which grew to about 2,000 meters high and raged like a primeval monster over the ocean. All in its path were killed or damaged, and the water became bloody red. In Egypt, this tsunami overflowed large areas that resulted in epidemics, while it also hurried northeast and destroyed far landscapes and coastal cities in Syria. The comet continued through the solar system and returned again 575 and a half years later. Destroy a planet, effects caused. Like a gigantic monster, the AO Destroyer comet rose from the black of space and unleashed its deadly destruction. At first, it was noticed like a chimera, but then it appeared as a shadowy and diffuse half, dark round disk. Reflecting the Sun TMS light, it came near the outer planet of a far away solar system with immense speed. It then changed into a gigantic bubbling hell that broke the peace of this system. The destroyer drew behind it a fine veil of illuminated particles. From great distances, it caused hellish storms that destroyed great areas, which had been cultivated by the peaceful inhabitants of neighboring worlds. They suddenly found themselves surrendering to the huge and merciless powers of the universe. On the third day after its penetration of this system, the destroyer invaded the elliptical orbit of the sixth planet. It evoked large cosmic storms and caused the planet to leave its orbit and come dangerously close to the sun. Immense eruptions and storms occurred, mountains collapsed, and oceans were thrown out of their beds while the planet searched for another orbit around the sun. Two-thirds of the inhabitants were killed by Natural TMS Fury. Wild waters tore away great parts of the land while exploding volcanoes dug huge plains under glowing lava and laid it in ruin of ashes. The Planeta TMS Revolution became twice as fast while it orbited the sun in a contrary direction. The survivors had to find a new beginning in a primeval environment. The destroyer continued further into the system, spreading hellish death and destruction. It passed the fifth planet, with the first forms of life, at a far distance and caused no major damage. A fourth planet in this system irresistibly traveled into the frontal force of the destroyer comet and created Earth, a TMS moon. See section the 10th of February 2013. In this far away system, the destroyer raged further on. It threw a planet nearest the sun into it, causing huge explosions. The destroyer then deviated from its course out into the widths of space. The unimaginable heat of the blazing sun caused the surface of the dangerous wanderer to become liquefied. With its immense speed, it threw off glowing substances and particles in a long illuminated tail and became a deadly comet. The cold of cosmic space soon caused the surface to solidify once again. A myriad of small particles and substances has covered it since then and has flung them off into the long tail behind it, showing others the course of the comet. With a continuous series of meteoric dust, particles, substances, and corpuscular radiation of suns, it will never lose any more of its force until one day it falls into its own destruction. For millions of years, it will wander through the universe until it turns to dust from the pulverizing of particles or becomes caught by a star and destroyed. Perhaps human beings will destroy it one day just as it has destroyed so much life. Its course is still incalculable. Due to many cosmic forces, it often unexpectedly changes course and menaces whole solar systems. However, it always repeatedly runs through the same solar systems every 575 and a half years, but with alterations in distance of up to 1 million kilometers. Destroyer planet through Vega. The Plejaran forefathers constructed the first space flying machines 21 million years ago. This happened millions of years after a great catastrophe that occurred when the destroyer broke through the Vega system. Destroyer planet attracts Venus. The Earth was afflicted by a catastrophe that caused the present eastern part of the globe to be swamped by immense masses of water when the giant comet known as the Destroyer passed dangerously near the Earth 10,080 years ago. This led to worldwide catastrophes that were never recorded by historians. The Destroyer also afflicted a deluge on the Earth 7,975 years ago. The Earth was spared from greater catastrophes until 6,906 years ago when the destroyer once more caused much destruction. Then, another catastrophe broke out 4,453 years ago when the giant destroyer comet attracted Venus to its present orbit and caused Santorini to erupt. This was well documented by historians, but not always correctly, and much information has later been falsified. Destroyer planet, details. There are still unsolved riddles for the Plejarans regarding how the destroyer behaves, especially with the constant returning speed of the comet. It always returns every 575.5 years, although there are great alterations of up to 205 years. This means that it decreases or increases its return time of a few orbits, because of the mutual gravitational attractions of different planets and stars, from 478 years up to 683 years. Then after a few rotations, it returns to a constant rate of 575.5 years. This phenomenon happens within extremely irregular lengths of time. Usually when the destroyer returns to a constant orbit time, It comes dangerously close to Earth and causes great destruction. This peculiar phenomenon is partly the result of the escape velocity from this solar system and its decisive moves at high speed to the constellation of Hercules. But this is not the only factor that causes this mysterious phenomenon. Venus torn from Uranus. Venus was torn from a sun system far away because of the gravity attraction of the destroyer. It followed behind the course of the destroyer in its tow. But the giant comet was traveling so fast that it left its appendage far behind because of the slow starting velocity of Venus. This occurred about 8,590 years ago with an orbital time of 632 years, which was 57 years longer. The destroyer then returned to its constant orbital time of 575.5 years. Venus moved in an extremely slow elliptical shaped orbit that turned into a dangerous orbit for the other planets and the central sun as well. It remained in this orbit for 632 years until 7,957 years ago when the destroyer appeared again. It caused Venus to alter its course towards Earth and caused huge floods and destruction on Earth. This was the second deluge within the last 12,000 years that was caused by the destroyer. Then, the destroyer changed its orbital time again and passed through this system without causing harm. On its next pass, 6,906 years ago, it returned to the constant rate, but caused Venus to orbit the Sun closer to the Earth at EMS orbit. Venus remained in that orbit until 4,058 years ago when, during the next passage of the comet, Earth was damaged again and Venus slowly reached an orbit that led directly to Earth. But, the destroyer returned again 3,453 years ago and caused Venus to enter its current orbit as well as the catastrophe of Santorini. Since then, the destroyer has had a changed orbital time and no longer afflicted this solar system except for small irregularities. Last and next appearance of destroyer. The destroyer reached its constant orbital time again in 1680 when it came through the system without causing damage. Its next passage will occur 575.5 years after the previous passage and will appear again in 2255. Another inexplicable phenomenon is that the orbital times of the destroyer balances itself without exception in such a way that every two rotations always result in a total of 1,151 years, or twice 575.5 years. Thus, if the time of one passage is 478 years, then the next orbital time will surely be 673 years. This gives a calculation for the average. It follows that, if longer, non-constant rotations appear, the years will be compensated again without exception. This is a phenomenon that cannot be found anywhere else in the universe. Destroyer orbits only in this system. The destroyer comet does not always penetrate into planetary systems within the solar system because it passes at different distances as it travels through the solar system and it is hardly visible. But, this has certainly happened within the last 12,000 years. Venus and Moon origins. 3,453 years ago, the destroyer comet penetrated this solar system and tore a planet that was about the same size as Earth, closely past the Earth at a distance of about 600,000 kilometers where it became captured by the Sun at EMS gravitational field. It settled in an orbit between Mercury and Earth. Since then, the transplanted and immigrated planet has become known as Venus. Venus. The reason why no human life exists on Venus has to do with a huge dark star that destroyed half a planetary system millions of years ago at a distance of many light years from Earth. After the destruction of the far system, it became known as the Destroyer. Only a few thousand years ago, this gigantic comet brought an object into its tow and led it over many millions kilometers into this solar system. Although the destroyer flew far outside of Earth at EMS reach, its towed object came dangerously near the Earth and evoked devastating catastrophes. This threw the whole solar system into confusion and all planets were forced into new orbits. The object was captured by the Sun-TMS gravitational forces into an orbit between Mercury and Earth 3,453 years ago and has become known as Venus. As a result of its close passage near Earth, Venus has an eccentric course and its rotation time is extremely slow in a retrograde rotation. As a result, one day on Venus lasts 117 earthly days and its 3 degrees inclined axis of its poles vary every 243 earthly days. As a result of its close passage with Earth, it was deprived of its rotational energy and huge frictional heat rose up. This frictional heat is the cause of the physical condition on Venus today. The atmosphere and environmental conditions on the surface of Venus make it absolutely threatening for all human beings. The surface temperature of Venus, measured at a depth of 32 kilometers, is 457 degrees Celsius. This is also the reason why all of the water on the planet was vaporized and forms a very thick stratum of clouds. The atmosphere is so thick that the pressure at sea level is 334 times greater than the air pressure on Earth. It also consists of 87% carbon dioxide. Oxygen exists in the lower strata at only 4.23% and nitrogen and rare gases account for only 5.47% of the atmosphere. Only very few water vapors presently exists. The actual pressure of the atmosphere on Venus is 107 times greater than on Earth. Any human forms on Venus would be squashed and destroyed as well as any metal. Earthly probes were found on Venus to be completely squashed and destroyed before they reached the surface due to the huge pressure and atmosphere of the planet. The probes from Russia look like they were shot into a metallic wall. Venus has a very low magnetic field with a Van Allen belt stratum, which is very weak and does not screen much of the solar winds. The very high temperatures adversely affect this stratum and the lack of water provides no nourishment for any life there. The planet is in a phase of resurrection and restoration and may develop itself in hundreds of thousands of years to where the lowest forms of life may exist there. The equatorial regions are very plain and relief structural places are very distant. The night and daytime temperatures are nearly the same, but there are very great differences in wind speed between low and high regions. On the surface, the winds are calm, but at higher regions, the winds reach velocities of 117 meters per second. The lower portion of cloud cover is at 43.17 kilometers, but storms may cause this to change. The mountains reach an average height of 2.3 kilometers above the surface. The climate and structure over the planet appears the same with certain differences. Unlike the stories of charlatans and deceivers on Earth, no life truly exists on Venus. The planet is still very wild with a surface similar to Earth, a TMS moon under the thick cloud strata. But, it is rich in different minerals and other materials. When the Pleiadians travel to Venus, they do so with special protective clothing. They must also take into consideration the different kinds of poisons and deadly gases that collect around the planet. The temperatures can rise above 500 degrees Celsius on the surface and the atmospheric pressure can change from 88 up to 107. Dangers of speed. The dangers of speed are very great even at a few kilometers per hour if the vehicles or flight machines are not properly screened. These speeds can damage the form, structure and stability of craft when protective means are not present. A natural consequence is the enlargement of mass and the dissolution of matter. Because objects enlarge themselves in relation to speed, this can result in a slow destruction. This can only be minimally detected by the technology on Earth. The results of this process can take hundreds of years, but at high speeds, the time is reduced to decades or a few years. This process also injures human beings because their mass also changes with speed. This affects the brain as well and all functions become retarded. Quite suddenly, the functions of thinking and reacting shut off and emptiness ensues. As a result, humans can lose control over themselves and over their vehicle. Of course, people can slowly accommodate themselves to these factors and master them to a certain degree. But there is a limit to how much damage can be sustained before failure occurs. It can take years before such events afflict people. Age and individual characteristics play a part in how much can be endured before being overcome by the disregarded laws of nature.